Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Wade Major, Charles Solomon, and Lael Lowenstein. We begin with Star Wars: The Last Jedi, directed and written by Rian Johnson. Lael?
What a sigh of relief I breathed to feel that this movie was as good as it was meant to be. It delivered to the fans, it delivered on the franchise, and it also advanced and enhanced the Star Wars kind of legacy and meaning in our cultural universe. I thought it was terrific. My son loved it.
Well, I kind of stand between Lael Al Lowenstein and Darth Major on this. I think it's a lot of fun, but I also think it is a bit too long. It has too many endings. It is, however, a lovely farewell to Carrie Fisher that I think, and I think fans will love the film.
Wade?
Two outstanding moments in 2 hours and 20 minutes is insufficient for me. Otherwise, it just felt like a lot of fan service and a lot of nostalgia and not enough original, invigorating, inspiring storytelling.
Star Wars: The Last Jedi, rated PG-13 in wide release. The animated comedy Ferdinand, directed by Carlos Saldana. Charles?
Based on a very charming children's book, was a lovely, silly symphony. There is simply not a feature's worth of story, and most of the film is padding.
This is a sweet movie. It's about a bull who's a lover, not a fighter, and he is delightful, and it's enjoyable. It also has important messages about vegetarianism and animal cruelty. I mean, it's really... You know, it's not too bad.
And I enjoy a lot of that padding, the hedgehogs, the horses, and some wonderful, wonderful sight gags. Some of the set pieces go on too long. And, you know, Charles is right. It doesn't really necessarily justify feature length. But Lael is also right. It's got some wonderful themes. And I think especially for small children like my daughter, it's very enjoyable.
Ferdinand, rated PG in wide release. And the 6-part docudrama series Wormwood from director Errol Morris. Wade?
Time will tell, but I think this may be Errol Morris's masterpiece. The theatrical version is 4 hours long, the story of a government scientist in the 1950s who allegedly committed suicide jumping out of a 13th floor window in New York, and the multi-decade quest to unearth the secret and the truth behind his demise by his son, interviewed by Errol Morris and interspersed with some amazing dramatic recreation that's basically a feature film nested in a documentary. This is amazing.
It's terrific. It's a labyrinth inside of an enigma, and it just explores the fact that we never know really what truth is. It's terrific.
Wormwood, the documentary and drama and more from director Errol Morris. You can see it on the big screen at Lemley's Music Hall in Beverly Hills, and it's streaming on Netflix as well. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week.